Now, the World Senior Curling Championship wrapped up this weekend in Norway with 16 women's teams and 28 men's teams competing from around the world. It was a three-round series for the men's competition, and this year Team USA included two Wisconsinites. Mike Fraboni is one of them. He's vice skip for Team USA Curling and lives in Lac des Flambeaux, Wisconsin. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, it sounds like you had a good run in the tournament, and you made it to the quarterfinals. Talk about how you and your team did this time around.
Well, we did make it to the quarterfinals, and so in our pool play, we played a round robin against the other teams, and came out with a 2-2 record, not quite the record, a 3-2 record, and so we advanced to the quarterfinal round. Where we played Denmark, a team we had also played in that round robin. And we just came up short in that game. It was a close game all the way, and we lost on our last shot. They had the hammer, and we didn't quite place our rock where it needed to be, so game over. So your season ends in suddenly at times.
And I understand you were a man down for part of the tournament. There was an injury?
Well, when we played our national championships, we were a man down. Our skip, Jeff Goodland, was not able to play the whole event, and it happened just the day before the event started. So we started the first game three-handed. I moved up to skip position, and then we won that game. And we were able to line up Todd Burr from Minnesota to come on board and skip us the second game. And we played three-handed the third game also, and then won those games. And then Todd was able to finish out the tournament with us, and ultimately he came on board and was our a full member of our team for the event in Norway.
And yeah, and that's the tournament, that's the nationwide one that got you to Norway. How much competition is there to represent the U.S. in an event like this?
Well, this year there were a lot of teams. There were started out with 30 teams.
Wow.
One dropped out. So there were 29 teams, and the format was a triple knockout format. So you play in one bracket till you lose, and then you drop to the next bracket and the next bracket. And when you have three losses, you're knocked out. So my team went through and won the A bracket. We then competed in the B bracket and won that bracket. And then the C bracket, we won one of the halves of the C brackets, which meant that we would have had to have been beaten twice by the other team that came out. And we won the first game. We were champions.
Talking to Mike Fraboni, a curler just back from the World Senior Curling Championship in Norway. Mike, how did you first get involved in curling?
Well, I grew up in Hibbing, Minnesota, which is a real curling hotbed in northern Minnesota, and curled 1 year there. And then when I moved to Madison, I found we had a club in Madison on East Washington Avenue and started there. And once you start playing this game, you can get hooked pretty easily. So that was in the 1974-75 season, and I've curled continuously in the Madison leagues ever since.
Now, for people who maybe have just watched casually but don't quite get it, what is the key to a good curling team?
Well, for a team, it's skill level, obviously. You need to have good skills, but there's a lot of communication that goes on in our game. So teams that communicate well on the ice really normally do well. Everybody has to kind of take a step back from what they want. And if you subscribe to the team first motto, usually you'll have good luck.
It seems like there's been increased interest in curling since the last Winter Olympics. Have you been seeing that?
Oh, yeah. Actually, at the World Championships, you're one of the team that John Schuster, who was the skip of the gold medals team, was there in Stavanger. But Madison has Matt Hamilton, who won a gold medal, and so he's really helped spark more interest than our Madison club already has. So, yeah, definitely an uptick in interest from the Olympics.
I think of curling as a Midwestern sport, but I'm hearing that people around the country, we're seeing southern states start to get involved. Are you getting, are you hearing about that? Are people from elsewhere in the country coming to the Midwest and saying, hey, how do we get this going?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, our USCA offices, which are located, our U.S. Curling Association offices in Stevens Point, has been doing a really good job promoting curling around the country. And in fact, I think there may be as many as 45 states that curl that have curling facilities now. When people try it, they like it, and the television exposure has made more people interested in our sport. So, yeah, it's been really good.
And do I have this right, Mike? You, for something like 25 years, have been the groundskeeper. I don't think that's the right word. You've been in charge of maintaining curling. What do you call them? Pitches? Lanes?
The ice sheet.
The sheet. Okay.
Yep, the sheet of ice, which normally has rinks. Or each sheet has a Madison Club has six sheets. So I was the ice maker for just 25 years. I handed that job off to another ice maker four seasons ago, and retired from ice making, but not from curling. So, yeah, it was a good long run of doing that.
Now, do you practice year-round?
No, I don't. I curl only in the winter months, and in the summer months, my wife and I have a small business here in Lac des Flambeaux, so I'm busy with that in the summer months. So in the winter, I go to Madison, and I'll try to hang out in Madison for about a week and curl my two league nights and get some practice in, and then I'll come back home.
Now, if there's somebody out there listening who thinks, yeah, I'd like to give curling a try, what would you tell them? How should they try to get involved?
Pretty much every club in Wisconsin has what they call learn to curl clinics at the beginnings of the season. So right now is usually a good time to contact the clubs to find out when their clinics are and get yourself signed up to try it, because usually you'll have experienced instructors take you out, explain the game to you, let you throw rocks, and coach you through usually a short game to get a little initiation. So I would say contact the local club in your area this time and start making plans for the fall, because almost all the clubs are shut down now for the summer.
And, Mike, as we wrap up, you mentioned the rock. Did I rewrite 42 pounds?
Yeah, with the handle on the rock itself, the weights will come in generally right around 42 pounds.
Well, that's a bit of weight to wrangle.
Yeah, in these days when the ice is really fast and it's easy to push that rock, and we teach a delivery that's an easy delivery to learn, and you can actually get the rock in play, 42 pounds, fairly quickly.
Mike, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today. I appreciate it.
Yep. Glad to be here. Thank you, Rob.
That's Mike Fraboni, vice skip for Team USA Curling, resident of Lac des Flambeaux. He was with us today to talk about his recent trip to Norway with Team USA in the World Senior Curling Championship.